Good morning. I want to welcome you to the Trucking for Jesus broadcast. My name is Chaplain Bonnie Gregory, and I pray today that you'll be blessed through God's Word. Lord, today, touch hearts, I pray. Encourage people. I pray for special for those that are in the hospital, those that are incarcerated, those that are homebound, those that are discouraged. Lord, today, lift them up, bless them, and encourage them. I pray, Lord, for those that are lost, that you save their souls. Let them know they must receive you as Savior, that the only way to God the Father through Jesus Christ, his only begotten Son. Lord, I pray that you reach down and bring revival to our hearts. Let it begin with us right here, right now. Let it go into our churches. Let it go through our states. Let it go through our country, Lord. Let it go through our whole nation. Let it go across this world. We believe you for signs and wonders and miracles in the name of Jesus. And it is in that wonderful name of Jesus that we pray. Amen. Today I want to read out of 1 Samuel chapter 17, verse 36. And this is David speaking to King Saul just before he was to fight the giant Goliath. He said, "Thy servant slew both the lion and the bear." You know, this was David's only credentials to fighting the giant. He wasn't a man of war. When David came to check on his brothers that day and to bring them provision, he was astounded to see that the mighty army of God was fearful of this giant they called a champion. And never one time will you read in this chapter that David called him a champion. He didn't call him that. He called him an uncircumcised heathen that God was going to bring down. And that's exactly what God did. You know what? Your giant is going to be exactly what you call it. If you call it a giant, if you call it a champion, if you call it greater than you and you're a grasshopper in its sight, that's exactly what you're going to be. But David spoke in faith, and then he went on and told them, and the whole army wouldn't fight. See, when you're out of the will of God, you lose your spiritual backbone. And when you lose your spiritual backbone, other people got to fight for you. And when you lose your spiritual backbone, words will dismay you. Goliath only cursed them. He didn't even throw a stone at them, but his words dismayed them. And when you lose your spiritual backbone, you'll find fault with other people that are wanting to fight. You'll find fault with them. And that's what they did with David. But finally, he went before King Saul and he said, "Let me tell you my qualifications. One day I was by myself watching my daddy's sheep. A lion came up. I killed it with my bare hands and took the lamb away from him. One day when I was watching my daddy's sheep, a bear came up. I killed him with my bare hands and I took the lamb and I killed that bear. And this giant will be no more than that bear and that lamb." See, David had been praising God and worshiping God and on the backside of the desert, and when these enemies came up to his flock, he killed them because he knew the battle was God's and not his. You see, how your worship time and your prayer time goes is how you're going to react when you get on the battlefield. The way you react when you face with your giants is going to show up of how you prayed and praised. If you spent time in God's Word and you spent time praising God and singing His praises, when you face your giants, it's going to be goodbye world, hello Jesus for them. And God's going to give you the victory. David said, "The battle's not my battle, it's God's." And he said, "Today all the earth will know there's a God in Israel." And let me tell you, when that little shepherd boy took up his slingshot and he went out before the whole armies of the living God and the whole armies of the Philistine, and that giant, he took a one stone, one little shepherd boy with one slingshot and that one stone that found its mark, and his confession of faith took that giant down. He took his head off just like he said. And the whole earth knew that day there was a God in Israel. How about us? Can the whole earth know there's still a God in America? Will you get up and you proclaim that God is faithful? Will you get up and proclaim that God is Almighty God? Will you get up and worship Him and praise Him, and knowing that with Him all things are possible? There's a little poem I want to read you. It says, "When each earthly prop gives asunder and life seems a restless sea, are you then a God-kept wonder, satisfied, calm, and free?" And I want to ask you today, are you satisfied? Is your life calm? Is it free from the threats of the giants? Are you giving in to them? Let me tell you, you need to speak to your giant in faith. You don't need to speak your situations. You don't need to brag on your giant, but you need to tell your giant about your God. See, that was the key to David's victory. He told the giant about his God, and that giant fell. Same will happen to us. God bless you, and thank you for listening.